The following is the President's speech at Elyria, Ohio, Tuesday, October 26, 1948.
Thank you, Chairman Uhaly. Friends of Elyria, I have just told the President how glad we are to have him come into this district, and I've also told him that the Republicans had a candidate for President in this state, but I also told him that they didn't want any part of anybody connected with the 80th Congress. And now, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, it gives me great pleasure to present to you the President of the United States. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I can't tell you how very much I appreciate this wonderful turnout here in Elyria. It's wonderful. A fine band. These military contingents turning out to pay respects to the Commander-in-Chief. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. And then to see all these good voters come out to find out what this is all about. I know the one thing you're going to do, and that's send Walter Huber to Congress. You can't help but do that after studying what the 80th Congress did to you. I'm on a campaign to tell the American people the truth about the issues in this election. They're not getting the truth from the Republican candidate who's trying to pretend that there aren't any issues. He's just going around the country saying he likes some of the Democratic laws and the programs of the last 16 years so much that he would like to run them for a while. And his slogan is, "Me too, I can do it better." I don't think you want a president like that. One of the big reasons why the American people have prospered since 1933 is because they've received the active support of their government. The Democratic Party has always believed in working for the people and with the people. The Republican Party doesn't believe that. They worked against the people for 12 years, from 1921 to 1933. And as a result, we got the worst depression in the history of this country. And when the Republicans got control of the 80th Congress 2 years ago, they proved they haven't changed a bit. They began working against you and began working for special interests. I've had to come right out here and tell the American people just what's going on, just how their interests are being sabotaged by the Republicans. Perhaps a good name for this train ought to be the People's Special, because my campaign is being fought for the benefit of all the people. Let me give you one example of how the Republican Party has been working against you for the benefit of the big corporations. Republicans don't believe in cooperatives because it means that big business can't get a rake off. Republicans opened a congressional investigation against cooperatives with noisy smears. The Republican chairman of the investigating committee claimed that cooperatives were a threat to democracy. He said this, and I quote him, "Communism will be on the march. Red fascism will have arrived, and representative government will have become a farce and a delusion." That's what the Republicans think of our cooperatives. You know that these wild and silly accusations are not true. Cooperatives right here in Lorain County have benefited the farmers, and the great prosperity of our farmers has brought benefits to all the business in this area. I've talked about cooperatives as an example to show you how the Republican leaders think in terms of doing whatever they can to help big business and special interests, and nothing for the farmer and the working man. They think the same way about the working man, the small businessman, and the white-collar man as they do about the farmer. It's November. You'll have your choice at the poll. You can vote for the party that believes in working for and with the people, or you can vote for the party that's interested in only doing things for special interest. If you want to do something for yourself, if you want to exercise your right to run this government, and when you exercise the right to vote, you are the government. Don't fail to go to the polls on election day. And to make absolutely sure that you're voting in your own interest, just vote a straight Democratic ticket, and then you'll have a Democratic governor in Ohio, a Democratic Congress in this district, and a Democratic president in the White House. If you do that, you've taken care of your own interests. You know that because all you need to do is just study the record and study the platforms of the two parties. Notice the promises in the Republican platform. And when I called them back in special session in July and gave them a chance to carry out those promises, they said I was just playing politics. Well, I was playing politics. I was playing politics in your interest. And I've been going around over this country letting you know just what those interests are. Now, how'd you like to meet my family? Here's Miss Truman. And here's Margaret. I have along with me today the former governor of Massachusetts and the Secretary of Labor, the Honorable Morris Tobin. I'd like you to meet him, too.
Right beside the front of the thing. Stand right beside.